Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
7:18 a.m. We are joined on our newsbreaker line by a very good friend, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street executive, Liz Peek. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're always delighted to have you here. Of course, the Biden maladministration issued an executive order on Wednesday unilaterally saying they're going to get rid of $10,000 of student debt. The press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was unable to tell anybody at a press conference on Wednesday how much that would cost. How much will it cost? Will it be inflationary? Liz Peek.
Well, the committee for the responsible federal budget is saying it'll cost around $500 billion. No one seems to know. I mean, the question is, how are they going to pay for it? There is no plan to pay for it. This seems like an unbelievably half-baked gesture aimed at buying votes, of course, from younger Americans who don't think much of Joe Biden, and probably people in the age bracket of something like 29 to 50 who are still working and paying off their debts. But it's a real slap in the face to two groups. Obviously, the people who are not college graduates, which is over 60% of the country, and those people who have worked very hard to pay down their student debts. I think it'll be challenged in court. This is a huge amount of money for the White House to sort of single-handedly to decide that they're going to spend. Even some Democrats in Congress, as you've probably seen, are rebelling against this and saying no. Probably, actually, a lot of people in tight races because, again, it's not wildly popular. I mean, it'll be very popular to the people directly who benefit. But I think it's going to be pretty contentious. And I think Biden has overstepped. But, you know, there have been several policies, like, for example, the EPA requiring power plants to get rid of fossil fuels, and others, OSHA demanding that big companies require all their employees to be vaccinated and so forth, where the courts have stepped in and said, no, you don't have the power to do this. So even Nancy Pelosi, you know, a year ago said, no, she didn't think it was possible for the president to do this. We'll see. I think there are court challenges which will come down the pike. But I also think it's really questionable whether this is something that most Americans will applaud.
Where do you think inflation is headed, given all of these terrible decisions made by the Biden administration?
Well, it is definitely off its high. That was 9.1% in June, and then it went to 8.5%. My guess is it's going to come down a little because the main element pushing inflation has been energy. And oil prices are not at the highs that they were. So that is a very volatile measure. Why are oil prices down? Number one, because China, their economy is not growing very much, and they are the number one importer of oil in the world. When China falters, demand for oil falters, and that really has been helpful to the Biden administration because demand came down and prices with it. Also because, guess what, Americans just couldn't tolerate $5 a gallon gasoline. A lot of people gave up driving. They gave up their road trips that they planned for the summer, so demand is down here too. Oil is a very responsive commodity in the sense that when the price goes through the roof, people figure out a way to conserve. And that is, it's a self-correcting industry. It always has been. So that's something right now which has been helping inflation, helping Democrats deal with inflation, helping consumers deal with inflation. My concern going forward is that natural gas prices are now about double what they were a year ago, and we're just coming into, we're sort of leaving the gasoline summer driving season, and now the issue is natural gas, which heats over half of Americans' homes, and the price of that is just beginning to ratchet up enormously. And by the way, I put that on Biden's doorstep, too. Biden promised that we will double our LNG exports, which really wouldn't have been a big issue 5 or 10 years ago. We didn't have any. Now they're substantial. And even the fawning New York Times, when he made this pledge, kind of talked to industry executives. He hadn't talked to anyone in the industry to see what it would mean, how we would do that, how, what it would mean for American consumers. So if you look at your electricity bills, they're going up. That's partly because of natural gas prices. And if you look at your home heating bill over the next several months, I'm afraid that is going to be the next big element, not only in pressuring consumers, but also in terms of driving inflation.
Now, a few months ago, the stock market went down substantially. It seems to be back up a little bit. What's the outlook for the stock market over the next couple months?
Well, I it'll depend. You know, everyone's on tenterhooks waiting to see what Jay Powell has to say. It seems to me that Jay Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, has got to come out and sound aggressive on tackling inflation. That will be, I think, his message today. The market has been going up in hopes that the economic data is mixed enough that they will be a little bit less aggressive. I don't think that's the case. I think we're still, yes, housing is rolling over, but we still have a very strong jobs market. I think that's rolling over, but it's very hard to see that in the data right now. And I think that, you know, I think Powell's credibility has been so tarnished by being behind the curve, by not being up to speed on inflation, that he has to take a stand. And I think it'll be an aggressive stand. A lot of Fed governors have been out talking about that. There's, you know, we'll know more later today, but I think there's still a very big inflationary bias to the economy. It's going to take some pain to get rid of that. And I think the stock market is going to take another downdraft when that becomes evident.
Liz, the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael, is in studio. He has a question for you.
Liz, yes. you alluded to a drop in housing, the housing market, and I saw the Toll Brothers announce that their orders for new homes, and they're on the high end of the housing market, they said their new orders are down 60%. Do you have any idea what percentage of jobs is tied to the home building and related, in other words, furniture, appliances?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I can't give you a number. Certainly, during the big real estate boom before the crash, the financial recession in 2008-09, real estate and building and everything to do with it, if you remember, it was just a huge housing explosion. It came to be, you know, certainly over 20% of the economy. It is not that much now. But if you add in all those ancillary industries, you know, you're probably approaching, I don't know, I'm making this up, 10 to 20%, something like that. And I could be off by magnitude, so forgive me. But it's important, and it is certainly one of the bellwethers in terms of how effective is the Fed going to be. If the Fed raises rates, mortgage rates go up, and whammo, you get that kind of number from Toll Brothers. It also speaks, I think, to a huge amount of just uncertainty. If people don't know what to expect, they're having the conversation around their dinner table that we're having now. Is the Fed going to cause a recession? How deep is that recession? It is not comforting to look at what's going on with our major trading partners. Europe is in trouble, definitely on the brink of a recession or heading into one now.
1 minute.
Germany in particular is in trouble, partly because their energy costs have trebled or quadrupled over the last several months, and that is really hurting German manufacturers and exporters. Also China, I mentioned that. I mean, what is China's growth? Nobody really believes the numbers. It certainly isn't 6% or 4%. It could be practically, down around 1% or 2%. Those are really important markets for American companies, and I think it's going to be pretty hard for the U.S. just to completely avoid being tainted by that.
Last question for you. Just a reminder, we still have no state income tax here in Tennessee.
I know. Believe me, we just got walloped with another quarterly estimate. And, oh, my gosh, once again, we had a family conversation about do we need to be in New York. I mean, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, came out and said, but all those people who New Yorkers are not happy, they can leave. Well, guess what? They can't leave. Because then New York State would basically be bankrupt overnight. And
so, Liz,
that's kind of what's happening.
Let me extend this personal invitation to you and your husband. Come on down here. We'll give you a little tour. We'll show you all of the great places to live here. And we will remind you once again, no state income taxes in Tennessee.
I know. It is a clarion call. I don't disagree at all. And thank you for the personal invitation. I appreciate it.
Liz, future Tennessean, Liz Peake, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back after this.